If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Gentlemen, fellas, we got Joey Cold Cuts. We got Mikey V. Gentlemen, how are we?
Oh, Bear Down's on one today.
I feel like there was a lot of hostility in Gambler's Digest prior to jumping on. I felt a lot of hostility. I don't know if that's for the show. I don't know if that's bad for the show.
We're not used to doing it later like this, so I feel like we're just not at our normal synergy that we would be. Normally 4 p.m. it's a go time, 4:30 latest. Yeah. So I feel like there's just a lot of factors to play.
That's not true. That's not true. Wait, that's not true.
I think we do a good job of catering to Mikey B.
Nobody is going to say that's not true, right? Nobody's going to say we never record at 4 and 4:30. We record at 5 p.m. Pacific every week, 8 p.m. Eastern. And the one week I ask for an extension, a half hour extension, because I'm sorry, I got a full-time job still. Sorry. I got two fucking little kids. I just bought a new house. I'm back and forth between both houses trying to get every fucking contractor lined up so I can move my family into this house. And I asked for a little bit of an extension and now I'm going to get my balls broken for it.
Oh, I disagree. To me. The extension was given with no recluse whatsoever. It was given without even question. It's Mikey V is definitely on edge today. There's something
I'm not on edge.
Group chat was frantic before we came in. There's a lot of things happening, and you know, I was getting anxiety, Bob.
And I would like to say I was too. I was stressed out. I think we do a really good job, Joe, of catering to Mikey V. Yeah. And I think we're very
catering.
I find us
like I'm some demanding guy. I don't want to. If you feel like you're catering to me, I don't want it to feel that way.
I just think me and
I'm
Joe,
happy to cater to you, Mikey.
I think we're very understanding of the circumstances of what you're going through, and I think we do a really good job of catering to you.
Well, that being said, I will play devil's advocate here. Bear Down does cater to us as well. He did the podcast live from Colorado, from the ski slopes.
He's here.
He's done like
Atlantic City,
Atlantic City did it in the casino. So I will say he does play on his end too. I'm trying to play devil's advocate here, Bear Down.
But we get,
thank you, Joe.
I think it's
cold cuts.
I think it's admirable how Mikey V is able to show up week in, week out. And I address that all the time. I always say that.
He does. You do, Bob.
I do feel that.
But when you use the word cater, cater, Bob, that's a strong word, Bob. Cater.
Maybe not the right
word.
It sounds
like I'm some sort of demanding boss of some type. And that's not accurate, Bob. I think the wrong word.
But Bear Down, you are a little edgy today. You got it.
For sure. Without
Bear Down, you are edgy today. I like it. I like
We were discussing things in the group chat and the conversation splinters off into a million different directions. And you guys hit the panic button. Meanwhile, I could manage through that muddle, that muck. I could manage my way through that. That's because the environment, world I live in. I
explain what he's talking about, Bob, because I think the listeners don't know.
I gave a top five. I've never sent in a top five to these two where they've been like, okay, that's good. You know, that's fine. They every
is that true, Joe? I would say
time,
that's not true.
I will say, and this is maybe on all of us too. I mean, you could point the finger at all of us. We should not be looking at top fives 15 to 20 minutes before the podcast. So yes, it's on you, but Bob, I'm also saying it's on all of us. I said that very clearly. It's on all of us. So don't twist this. Is that we should by noon, we should be putting it out there. Like, here's the top five. This is what we have. So we come prepared and we bring our A game. Otherwise, you get bubblegum ice cream at the last second. And
oh,
I got to get
so fucking now that bubblegum ice
cream. Wait, I thought bubblegum ice cream was a great ice cream.
Yeah, boy.
It is very good ice cream.
All right. Then why would you go there? Stick by
because,
your guns,
you know,
Joseph.
It's like, when I'm pressured for a 10 to 20 minute, not even 20 minutes to come up with the top five, it does put some pressure on you. You know what I mean? Exactly easy.
I think the top five today is tremendous. I think it's good. I think it leads to a lot of debate, and I think it opens a door for Mikey V to really drop the ball.
Oh, it definitely does. That is not the arena in which
we're calling a spade a spade. I think Mikey V's won the last two top five. So I
openly knew that the cotton candy ice cream take, I knew I was buried.
You've been the coldest, if we're being honest, Bob. I don't remember the last time you've won. I mean, we're just going to call it as it is. You haven't won a top five since months ago, it seems like. I can't even remember.
I'll tell you why. Because you guys have bashed the followers for supporting my top five.
Oh, that is
they favor me, and now they hold back.
That is an outrageous statement.
Let me tell you something.
Now, can you believe he's saying this right now?
If you don't think that had any effect on the top fives, it absolutely did. Now nobody wants to support my top fives because they don't want
to
be.
Think people are afraid to support you now because they're going to get called out.
Maybe I'm shadow banned.
Beardown is striking fear in the hearts of the followers.
Yeah, so much for the voice.
I'm not trying
voices.
To strike fear, but I mean, there was some clear. There was some fear. Yeah, that's fearful. Right. And they're starting to, you know what? The problem is they're starting to get their voice, and maybe they're not voiceless. Maybe they're becoming the non-voice. Maybe they are becoming the voice of reason.
Still,
because
still,
some of the takes that you had in some of these top fives that people were supporting just blindly, like blind mice running into the hole.
It's ridiculous, by the way. That's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
It's just ridiculous. It's like,
all right, I'm sorry.
It's so ridiculous.
We're coming out like a fucking cannon fodder here.
Yeah,
like, this
start.
Is
one of my favorite busters. One of my favorite moments of all time was walking into Billy's, the bar before the Yankee game with Mikey V, and we all walk in together. I'm there, Joey Colcutt's there, Fat Perez is there, and the fan screams, "Bear down, bear down!" And as Bear Down's taking the picture, Cutsy turns to me and goes, "So much for the voice of the voiceless."
Bear Down was just our northern star that whole time. They were walking through crowds of 100. He just put his hand up like this, and it was like the Statue of Liberty walking through the streets of New York.
I tell you what, we had such a massive crowd. It was just insane.
Bear Down
tabs on everybody. I didn't want to lose anybody. You know, Perez is a big guy, but he's short. Like, you could lose him in a crowd. I didn't want to lose him.
You're very tall, so that it helps having that one person. What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, Bob.
The difference. I have no problem with people who I am, you know, who I am very close friends with, family, close friends, people with real intimate relationships with, like me and Cutsy. Intimate, not in that way. So don't fucking try to. But I have a problem with strangers feeling that it's okay to talk to me about my height in ways in which, because again, it is the only physical class where you could be open like that. It happened to me today again at the dentist.
I think
it was,
that's
frankly,
why you're a little
edgy
today.
It was disgusting.
Say
what happened.
I think that's why he's on. I think it's really.
Yeah, I tell you what, the dentist this morning threw me all off my entire day. It threw me all off.
When Mikey V said that he went to the dentist, my first thought was like, is everything okay with your teeth? It was, there's no way he's going to be able to fit on that chair.
Whoa.
There's no way.
Which is ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
But
it's a long chair.
I've been going
to
the same dentist. It's a very long chair. It's built for, I mean, I wouldn't say it's built. I mean, my feet hang off of it, certainly, but I have the same dentist I've been going to for years and usually the same hygienist every time. I look forward to my two visits a year. I love getting my teeth cleaned. I love taking care of my teeth. I'm a teeth freak. I have a $300 toothbrush, Philips Sonicare. Shout out Philips Sonicare. Great toothbrush.
Yeah.
Pretty much I use the whitening. I'm a big tooth guy. I do the flossers. I have the flossers in my office, at home, in the couch, in the little side pocket, everywhere. I love to floss. I go in there today and it's a new hygienist and I my whole world was just thrown off because I'm used to the same girl that takes care of me every time. This new woman, she was extremely rough. She was extremely unpersonable. She was very rough. She reminded me of the aunt from, I don't know, was it Matilda? Who was the lady who ran the nursing home, not the nursing home, the orphanage in
I'm
Matilda,
out on that,
I think
Joe.
It was.
Oh, Anne Trunchbull?
Yeah. Yes.
That was the president. Yes. She was the principal of the school. She was a tyrant.
Oh yeah. This was a tyrant. She was a tyrant. The first thing she says to me is how tall I am. And then she's in the middle of cleaning me. And she goes, I have to reposition your seat because you're so tall. I have to do this. That's never happened to me there before. I felt very out of place. I felt like I wasn't welcome there. I didn't say anything. And then
said something. You're discriminated against.
I think I was to a certain extent. And again, she was very rough. Her hands, she was sticking her hair all the way. And like, I couldn't move. And like, at one point my eye started involuntarily tearing, my one eye, because she was shoving her fucking hands all the way down my throat. And my one eye starts to tear. And she goes, you're not crying, are you? I swear on my kids. She goes, you're not crying, are you? I go, what? I go, no, I'm not crying. I go, I have an involuntary discharge from my eye.
Bear down. I'm hearing this and it all makes sense. This is why you were so hostile.
Yes,
in the group chat. There's no question. Yeah. And by the way, if that's what it is, Mikey,
it's
that's
PTSD,
okay.
Bobby. He's dealing with post-traumatic stress.
Well, I wouldn't know.
This was a horrible
PTSD
visit. And I like the dentist.
The word for it.
I tell you what it is, because I'm used to being cared for at the dentist. They're very nice over there. It's a great office. The dentist herself, and not her minions, is a sweet younger family girl. And her hygienist that usually takes care of me is another sweet younger family girl. And today, you know, I get this old haggard broad who just is totally over aggressive with her fists. And she is just, it was absolutely outrageous.
Is this a long-term addition or is this a fill-in?
I'm hoping it's a fill-in.
Now I have a question for you, Mikey. What's the flavor that you choose for the cleaning fluid?
They don't, you know, they use like a chocolate mint. They don't give flavor choices.
Oh, they don't give flavor choices
at the end when they do the buzzing. Like
when they put the gauze in your mouth for the cleaning of your teeth.
Yeah, Mikey, you should.
What's the flavoring?
The fluoride one.
What do you choose? What's your flavor?
Choices for sure.
I do pina colada.
Oh, do you? Yeah, no, I don't get that. It's not included.
Wow.
Well, you should get some choices, Mike.
Yeah, you should get. Normally, you get a few choices.
Yeah,
I think. The only choice I choose is caring, and I didn't get that. That's the choice I would make, is that you're a caring, and it wasn't.
And then did
that
they
way.
Bang you for the cleaning? How much did they charge you for the cleaning?
No.
It all adds up.
Two appointments a year, I guess.
That was without question. By the way,
I mean, yeah, he's clearly shaken.
Not enough people floss. I'm a flosser.
I don't floss. Fuck that. I don't floss.
Well, you might want to look into possibly flossing, Joe. You'd be shocked.
I was never a flossing guy.
I had a bad experience. I had a bad experience once with floss. I'll never do it again. The string thing got caught between my teeth, and it, like, I was trying to pull it in, and it was really violent. It was not good.
Have you tried those flossers, the plastic handles with the built-in floss piece? So much
easier.
No,
but I've seen
wrapping
those,
it around your fingers.
The little green ones?
Oh, dude, they're fantastic.
Are they really? Maybe I'll turn to floss again. Maybe
I could use those all day long. I could use those.
You would have. I mean, I'd be curious to know what a $300 toothbrush looks like.
Oh, it's nice. Philips Sonicare. Take a look at it. Maybe it's like $220, $240, something like that.
I'll tell you what's unbelievable, and it works almost instantly within days. Our buddy Teddy got me on it, is the Crest White Strips. are absolutely unbelievable.
Are those good, Bob? I need to get some of those, I think. How much are they? Not cheap, though, no?
Do it the way Teddy tells you to do it, though.
They're like $30-$40 a pop, no?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. No, not a piece for the full box.
There's a pack, yeah.
Yeah, but the way Teddy's got it, there's a certain toothpaste that you use with it. And I'm telling you right now, Joe, you would notice a difference even within a few days.
Yeah, I need to work on that.
Let's move on from teeth here for a second, gentlemen. We had a little situation, and right out of the gate, I said, you know what? I want to go ahead and I want to address it on the podcast. Binyamin Schicker, the Jet, is going to go ahead and get the nod. We do want to bring on the Jet for a brief second. Now, and I mean, Bear Down, you know the Jet very well by now. Cutsy, you know the Jet as well. And I don't think you were there for this, Cutsy. So I stopped Jet in the middle of it, which he hates. And I was like, save it for the podcast, save it for the podcast.
Oh, he probably hated that.
Yes, I called the Jet. I told him that he was a part-time asshole. And I didn't necessarily.
That adds up.
That's pretty fair. But like, I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. I think that what makes the Jet so great is that he can snap in an instant. Like, he's very, and I think that makes him great. He, however, does not feel that he's a part-time asshole, and he got very upset that I called him a part-time asshole.
Oh, for sure he is. I mean, I've seen him snap on a dime.
Bear Down?
I mean, I love the guy, but he's a brilliant genius, but he's also a madman.
That is, yes, that is, that, I mean, yes.
I don't know if I've ever seen one snap on a dime. I've seen one stop on a dime. I've seen that.
Regardless of whether or not it's the right
thing. Another Canadian cutsyism.
It's Canadian work.
But yeah. Bairdon, I don't think, Bairdon's never seen the Jet in that light before. So
I've seen the Jet in situations. I haven't seen him in person lose it, but I've like been on the phone and seen him on FaceTime. And I mean, the Jet seems to me like a person who he likes to have fun in games as much as the next guy. But when something really like irks him or taps him, as they say in psychology, when something taps him, like that's it. Like,
go ahead, Bob.
Oh, I agree with Joe that I actually, in all seriousness, I'm not just saying this. I do think, in a way, Jet's a genius. Like, with the way he's able to teach himself, like, before
he taught himself everything. Sports,
he didn't know how to, he's totally taught himself everything throughout life, and he's winged it, and he's turned it into, he's incredible. He has a big issue with people who, and he did this today, he freaked out about some guy that did a motivation thing. Like, he hates the Instagram motivational stuff.
Listen, I do too. So
listen to this soundbite from Jet. He sent this. And he was so pissed. So this, listen to this voice message.
It's going
to
be bad. I can tell you.
He's going to be livid when he gets it and knows that I put it on. Listen to this.
Who is the guy anyway?
If you don't wake up in the morning every day and say, I'm going to make today my bitch, then you won't make today your bitch, okay? I didn't get here because anything was handed to me. You have to want it more and more and more. When you wake up in the morning, fuck your mother. Fuck your father. Go to a garage sale. Oh, you're sad? Figure it out, okay?
Not a good light for the Jet whatsoever. Yeah. I will say, I don't know what the fuck your mother thing is about, but I will say I'm tentative sometimes because I've been putting him on my story lately and I'm tagging him and he's getting some followers, and I will get DMs, and I've gotten a couple DMs that I can't show him because people will be like, this man looks legit like a psychopath, or like, it looks like he would kill someone. Like,
I mean, his one driver's license picture does.
Oh, it does. It does.
He does look like a serial killer. He looks
but
like
that
Charles
being
Manson.
Said, I will be the first to say that I love the Jet more so than most people. Like, he's become one of my closest friends. Like, I really respect him.
He's a brother. He's a brother. Let's great. Bring him on. We'll bring him on for a brief bit. We'll discuss this.
Then
we'll keep it moving. But I do just want to bring it up, and I just want to get it out of the way. I told him, save it. There he is. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Jet, 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 Jet. Listen, Jet, here's the deal, okay?
Yeah.
I think you know that you're not going to, I mean, there is nobody who will be in your corner and loves you more than I do, Jet, and Giuseppe as well, and Bear Down as well, okay? What happened the other day when I called you a part-time asshole is not necessarily a bad thing. I just feel that you pick and choose who you have this hysterical, you're one of the funniest people I know, you have this great personality, and you pick and choose when you're going to use it. And if it's somebody that you don't like or that doesn't do it for you, you will shut off. Therefore, one could make you out to be, hey, this guy's an asshole. And that's what I meant with part-time asshole. I'll let you have the floor.
So, okay. So, I mean, I wish this tends to happen. You guys talk shit for like 10 minutes and I got to come on and defend myself. I don't even know what I'm talking. I don't even know what I'm defending. I'm not even sure what I'm defending, but I'll put it to you like this. So you told me I'm a part-time asshole. I actually thought about it and I can see how I can be looked at as a part-time asshole. Like I can see it. Now, the reality is in real life, I'm a nice guy. I don't like anybody. Like, I don't like.
Isn't that the definition of an asshole, Jets?
No, because if I meet somebody on the street, right, and I'm just talking, I can have a conversation, I can have whatever. I don't care, though. Like, I like doing my job. I like kind of staying in the background and, you know, getting things done. So if I have to deal, like, with somebody with some incompetency or some like moronic behavior from time to time, then the asshole can come out. You know what I mean?
Moronic behavior, Jet, you're surrounded by moronic behavior.
Oh, and now you know why they're calling me an asshole, Bear. So now you know. Now you get it. So
Jet is like the vigilante that hides in the shadows and just really does all the work. He's like the Alfred to Batman. He really is.
Right. So I can see how I'm construed as an asshole, but it's never unprovoked. Like Bear Down, Bob and Cuts, they love to talk about everything and anything and dissect anything and what we ate and what this and the guy in the car next to us. Did he make the red light? Is he going to miss the red light? What's his play? Yeah. I don't give a shit about any of that. So, you know, the other thing is,
there's no question about
it. You're the same fucking way.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Everything.
You're worse than us.
No, I'm not.
You're on a level with us.
He's right there.
I would say
Jet has to deal with you guys all the time. He doesn't have to deal with me.
But here's the deal.
I can see what he's saying.
Right. But even if it's somebody that I don't necessarily like, I will still give them something. Jet will just shut off and leave me to deal with it. And there's times where I'm like, Jet, I know you have so much in the tank. Like, I don't want to be talking to this guy either, but I'm giving enough of me to where I don't come off as an asshole. Jet says, I don't give a shit if you think I'm an asshole. I'm not a fan of you. That's it. We're done here.
That's true too, but that's another thing. Like I can't fake it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not even that I'm an asshole. If somebody, I don't want to talk to anybody. So if somebody's coming up to talk to me, I'll give them, I'm just very blunt. Like, hey, how are you? Good. Goodbye. Like, I don't have time. Like, I don't care where they went to college, what their favorite food is. Like, you have a more, like, that's what
I tell you, Jet's been on for 2 minutes and we already got a belly roll out from there. Like, That is impressive.
I don't care where he went to college. I mean, that's kind of true, though. I kind of see what he's saying.
I'm sitting here like it's all of us, right? For especially for Bob Does Sports, I'm doing a lot of work and a lot of grinding and a lot of editing. These guys live in fucking fantasy land. So if I was living in a fantasy land, I could fucking have conversations with anybody. But when I'm working all day and then I got to hear some fucking convoluted story, or like these guys, they think the fucking earth is just made of like blue sky and rainbows. And
a lot of truths
are coming out right now.
Cuts. It's good. Like, that's how you guys, it's great. But I'm the only one that lives in reality of this crew.
Whoa.
You know what, Jet? I've been retired for not even three weeks. Jet, I can identify with that, bro. I really can.
Oh, Bear, I was working my balls off up until 2 weeks ago.
That's fair.
I know, but Joe, you have gone from one extreme to you transitioned so well into retirement.
By the way, look at my retirement shirt, Bob.
Boy, nice. Has he let you know it. because every day it's retired. I'm having breakfast now because I'm retired. I got sleep now because I'm retired.
You're the
retired.
One who started that whole phase. You're the one who
said, I kind of regret doing it. I mean, we set off a fucking animal. We created a monster.
If this is a monster, then there should be more of these in the world, because I tell you what, I'm as gentle a monster as you're ever going to find. But Jed, but I can't believe that I up until 3 weeks ago, I was working essentially two jobs. I was busting my chops. And yeah. You said that you agreed with that. Now to see that I live the most convoluted, easy life of all time is...
I don't think you said that.
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean like that. I just meant in terms of like with Bob Does Sports, with the podcast, like we do different things, right? You guys do your thing and I do mine, and it's just different. So that's all. I that's how I feel about that.
Well, Jed, one day you're going to be a big time producer. You're going to have one of those big time chairs that you're going to sit on and have like a couple assistants, and life is going to be real good. It's just the grinding phase right now.
Joe, he's going to retire to that town. What town is that again?
Wickenburg.
Wickenburg, Arizona.
Yeah, that's how it's going to play out. In a few years, we're going to grind it out, and then I'll never be
seen. But Jed, in all seriousness,
I'll never be seen from again.
Sometimes says that. He'll be like,
Beardon, let me ask Beardon quick. Beardon, do you think I'm an asshole from our conversations?
Whoa. No.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't have initial conversations with Jed either. I only went from like not really knowing Jet to then I met him, and then we spoke on the phone a lot, and then we were texting, and then I never once like got a rub off of him where I was like, wow, this guy's just an asshole. This guy's
never seen
a
Jet meltdown.
I never got that. What?
You've never seen a Jet meltdown. It's pretty.
No, I mean, in person, I haven't.
Well, that is.
But I kind of get that too.
You know, you want to know another thing? Dealing with me as an asshole, that's the price you got to pay to have what we have.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So you guys are just gonna have to deal with it because that's how it is. And you're gonna continue to deal with it. And just don't forget that it's not, for the most part, it's unprovoked. Okay, it's provoked. Like, I'm not an asshole, and I'm not walking down the street like fuck that guy. If you're coming up to me and or if you guys are like, if I answer bluntly to a text message, you're like, hey, can we do this? And I say, no, it's not me being an asshole. It's just me answering you so I can then move on with
my life. I mean, Jet, you know, I'd go to war for you. You're my own personal asshole.
I know you both would, and I would go to war for both of you, but I'm not an unprovoked asshole.
All right. But with that being said, Jet, because what you really, I mean, this here, I mean, I'm looking at these quadrants and seeing each guy here. This is family to me. Okay. Yeah, but with that being said, when you get your bag, when you get your big payday, is it still confirmed that you are off the face of the earth? Like, you won't.
Yeah,
like,
he will.
Is that still the case?
Well, I mean, what's the other option? Like,
because like, well, like, be a part of it. Like, your ideal thing is always you just want to be left alone. You don't want to see many people. You just want a golf course, and you don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to have your cell phone on you. Like, you just want to be with you. Does that maintain the same thing? Like, if you get your big bag, what you're going to, your right, big yeah. old payday, are you gone?
Yes. but
he threatens us sometimes, Beardon. He'll be like, hey, what if I don't just release this video this week? Can you never see me on the face of the earth again?
Can you really truly be mad at him for that though? Can you all be mad at him?
He's about to be a fucking name, a household name.
Guys, it's not against you. You guys make it seem like I don't like you, so I want to get a bag and then bounce. It has nothing to do with that. I don't like anybody. And
he doesn't want to be around the entire world.
What's that?
I said, Jet, you want to kind of be in your own world and not have to deal with anyone.
Right, but of course, like, I would still want, obviously, we're still going to be, like, best friends, and we're still going to fucking do our thing forever, but, like, you won't see me for a good, 9 months out of the year. But
he's going to pull a Chappelle, and he's going to just get up and fuck off to like another continent somewhere, and we won't see or hear from him for like a year.
But like Chappelle, I'll come back.
Yeah, I know you'll come back.
Yeah, but that's,
I know you'll come back.
My thing. It's like he's a big part of my life, and he threatens every day that he's just going to be gone. And it's true. Like, there's truth to it.
I mean,
like,
me and Bob, I spend more time with Bob than anybody in my entire life that I ever have.
It's true. It's true.
Well, and I love everything.
Which explains him being a part-time asshole.
Well, look,
I am. I'll take credit for, I am a part-time asshole. I'll take it. Just know that it's not unprovoked. If you're incompetent, and if you come into my world and bring me out of what I'm trying to do, you may experience some bluntness. Like, you're right. I am an asshole, but just don't forget there's a bigger picture here. And we're all like, that's kind of the price you got. No offense. It's the price you guys have to pay to have me along for this journey.
I'm not easy to deal with.
I know it's not easy to deal with. I'm fucking like, but the reality
is, we love you, Jet.
We love you.
Right. And I bust my ass. So I'm not,
we love you for that.
I don't want to be grouped into this because I don't want to be grouped into this because I never once said he was an asshole. I don't think he's an asshole.
Man, you're not around him.
I'm not trying to pick sides. No.
But Bear Down, the reason being is you fit his criteria. You fit the Jet.
If he thought you were incompetent, yeah, he would have fucking turned on you like a rabid dog.
No, I feel like Jet appreciates men who are realistic and who work their tails off. And
Bear Down is my type of guy, both those bills. Because I see Bear Down grinding on a daily basis. So I have so much respect for Bear Down.
Wow.
As I do for you guys. But
love.
Some people just
that is love. Like, coming from Jet, it is love because I know what he's saying. Jet does a lot of things that go unnoticed, underappreciated.
That's true.
That's
we shout him out all the time.
Also have not. I mean,
yeah, sure you shout him out, but he's right. You're out there, cuts. You're in fantasy land. When he said fantasy land, and I really lost it because that. And I think I had my mic muted because it was so obnoxious. But me laughing at that, I mean, that hit the nail on the head, Cuts. You tend to, you know.
I've earned fantasy land. I've paid my dues.
As long as you know you're there, though. As long as you acknowledge you're there, I don't have any problem.
I checked in a one-round ticket, one fucking one-way ticket to fantasy land. I don't expect to leave anytime soon. This is the price I pay for greatness.
Of course, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I understand the position you guys are in, but that doesn't change that, like, I get to be an asshole once in a while when I'm grinding away.
Yeah, you can be an asshole whenever you want.
By the way, I'll tell you this, Jet. When you are an asshole to me, it's my favorite. I've never find you funny. Like, when you're sounding off on me, it's some of my favorite.
Yeah, Bob Lance is asshole.
It's hysterical.
Every once in a while, like, with all the work, it's like, sometimes you just got to go off on somebody.
By the way, we're together all the time, so it's always me, and I always find it hysterical. Because, like,
I don't go off on you. Do I go off on you?
A lot of times, but you know you can. You know I'm never gonna. You know what I mean? That's brotherhood. That's love.
That's
now, Jet. Yeah. Before we let you go,
yeah,
can you say that you love us?
Yeah. I'm not.
No, he doesn't say
on the podcast. The viewership is through the roof. More people are going to hear it.
Do you?
You'll
love
say
us
in a personal setting, Bob.
Vignana,
you'll say
I love you guys.
Of course. Wow. All right.
By the love way, too, bro. What I want to know what you said. One, before I came on, and two, can you give maybe an example or two of me being an asshole? Ever?
I'll give you right out of the gate. You want?
I may have just done my own grade.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, with a certain somebody on one of our Bob Does Sports trips, we encountered a guy who we had to be with, and
I'm an asshole. Yep, I'm an asshole.
He is an asshole. And ladies and gentlemen, we love you, Jet.
Hi.
That is Yaman Shicker, ladies and gentlemen. The Jets. Give a nice warm round of applause there for the Jet. Very nice.
By the way, Bob, can I say something? We got to bring the Jet in one time where he's not defending his life. Like, I do feel like he's been on like multiple times and he's always that, like, pleading like the lawyer.
Yeah, call. I get that. Yeah. But I also do think the best Jet is when his back's against the wall.
Yes. But I do think the Jet has a lot to bring. I'd like to bring him in.
I agree.
He's like a fucking honey. Yeah. He's like a honey badger when he's back.
Okay, I'd love to stay on, but I'd love to stay on, but I have to edit Bob the Sports the next 12 hours. So I'll catch you guys later. All
right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Jet.
He's tremendous.
I swear to you, to me, honest to God, he's one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
He's very funny.
By far. He's very funny. It's crazy. One more thing that I do want to touch on before we do go over to our top five. Did you see... Why do you think I'm coming for you, Bernard? I'm not coming for you.
No, I was observing the way Joe was finishing that Corona can. It just had me. It fascinated me.
So just, I'm actually just, here.
Just went to full 12 o'clock. Just amazing. Just amazing. I could watch Joe all day, bro.
Aggressive human. Like, I always say,
everything is done with such moxie. Such moxie.
Yes, and like, even with, he's got his rear view mirror and his car's broken, and I think he did get it fixed.
I fixed it.
But I know for sure, like, he acts as if the rear view mirror, it was a matter of time. I know he went to adjust that thing and just used that cutsy strength and just shattered, like the floss. Like what you do with your floss, Joe.
Yeah, the floss. Yeah.
I found with cold cuts, I find it to be one of the more low key, outrageous. I mean, Cuts is known for his crazy outfits. He came into my apartment the other day and like, it's like totally normal for him. One of the more outrageous outfits I've seen him wear. He had a Smart Water hat on and he had a Dasani. Q-tip on. He knows a guy from Coca-Cola. And this guy just like gives him merch.
I tell you, Dasani water stinks, John.
Yeah, but the hoodie's fire. People kept saying Dasani sucks, but I'm not promoting Dasani. I like the hoodie.
I'll tell you this.
I mean, you are when you're wearing the fucking shirt all around, Joe.
It's like a rollback hoodie. It's very nice. It's like a Q-zip, though.
It was fire. The Q-zip was fire.
It's nothing at all like a rollback.
It's a Q-zip, so it's rollback doesn't do Q-zips, I don't think.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Do they?
Yep.
They make a wonderful Q-zip, actually.
Well, their hoodies are their bread and butter.
Love their hoodies. And their polos.
Polos are really great, too. Yeah, their polos are great. I'd like the polos a lot. Who can beat each other to
promo
the promo code
Mikey. Bear down.
Link in the bio.
Yeah. No, link in the bio. Cubs 15. 50% off. No, but Joe.
Bob. Yeah! Right.
This is when we had him. I was happy with the start of the podcast because it was at the Celtics halftime. Because I knew as soon as halftime was over, there. He is. You're not gonna. He's not gonna.
I thought
look
you were
at
retired,
you.
Joe.
No, this is prize picks.
Oh. Okay.
And I actually do have fair. Celtics
fair. We love our friends at Prize Picks. We certainly do.
We certainly, certainly. Do.
I've never said a bad word about Prize Picks.
We
ever.
Certainly do. Love
all hail Prize Picks
and promo code Bobby Props. You could use promo code Bobby Props is going to be your promo code. Fellas, let's get into the top five that I really think is going to be such a fun one. I'm really looking forward to this one as Bear Down yawns. Let's get into our top five. This is going to be top five fast food hamburgers. Again, that is top five fast food hamburgers. I know we've messed around with the fast food a lot because there's a lot of debate in regards to fast food. We have not done top five hamburgers, and who better to start with than our very own Michael V.
That's insane that you're gonna do that to me, but ladies, by the way, that's just
Bob. Bob's not even gonna let him hear any other options.
That's insane.
He's putting him out on the plank.
Insane. Okay, fine.
Oh, this is gonna be worse than the chips.
Jesus. Okay. This is going to be horrific. Number five, give me the White Castle slider. White Castle sliders. There's only a certain situation where I could eat those. And normally it's either very, very intoxicated or very, very hungover. Those are the only two ways I'm going to eat that. Just because of the smell, it doesn't leave you for like 3 days after you eat White Castle sliders. But I think they are good. Give me that at five. It's a stipulation burger, but I still think, a staple in the fast food community. Number four, give me the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger from Wendy's. I think the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, it used to be on the dollar menu. You used to be able to go there if you were a little, messed up. You could get like four or five of those bad boys and hammer them down. They're pretty good for a burger with bacon on it. The price was always right. And I thought the quality was good, to be honest. Number three, this is where it's going to get awful. Cause I really don't know where I'm going from here. I really honestly don't. Give me the Wendy's double quarter pounder with cheese. The classic Dave double, double.
Okay. All right. I thought you were mixing up McDonald's and
no,
and
the Wendy's. The Dave double with cheese, but they're quarter pound, they're bigger patty, not like the regular. Yeah. Okay. Give me that at three. Number two, give me the Baconator, the Wendy's Baconator at two. That's the big boy bacon sandwich. I think that's a real solid sandwich. And then number one, give me the Five Guys cheeseburger. Five Guys cheeseburger.
That's actually a good one there, Bear. That's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
It's just a mediocre. I was not excited about it. I'll put it that way. I wasn't excited. It didn't get my juices flowing. Although the top of the list didn't, the bottom of the list was more exciting for me, but yeah, that's what I'll finish off with.
Yeah. I don't mind.
It's not that bad. No.
Yeah. I think it was a safe play to stack up the Wendy's. I think that was playing safe.
I'm a Wendy's guy. I'm going to get fast food, I just love Wendy's.
Let me tell you something. I didn't care which direction you went. If you're throwing in Wendy's, I'm not going to fight you on it. I think they're one of the best out there. I really do. Giuseppe, you want to take it?
I can go.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. At number five, I'm going to go with Carl's Jr. I'm not crazy about the whole chain, but they do good burgers. The Superstar with cheese is a very good burger. It's charbroiled. It's very tasty. Give me that at five. At number four, we are going to go with the Wendy's, the Dave's Double. I think that that's a very good burger. That's why, again, I said bear down that I was not taken aback by your list. I think that that's a good double. The double is good because you get everything. It's a classic style. It's a great burger. It's got it all. And it's not like a lot of people will say the Baconator. It's too much bacon for me, if I'm being honest. The double is more my style. And number three, I am going to do the McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese is truly, I think, the best burger they have on their menu. It is the most, I'd say, reminiscent of like an actual burger that you would eat, like with from the patty size and style.
Yo, can I cut you off real quick? Because I got to give a shout out. The Big Ticket actually was the one who told me, and it's so true when I thought about it. McDonald's, he says, you always want to go with the Quarter Pounder from the McDonald's hamburger, because like the Big Mac is frozen. Like he said that I'd have to double check with him, but he said the Big Mac is like frozen. The Quarter Pounder, he said, is real natural beef, and you can see that when you eat it. It does make a lot of sense. Shout out the Big Ticket for that.
So that's my number three. Number two, I'm going to go with Five Guys. I'm going to go with the bacon cheeseburger. Now, the reason I didn't put this at one is because there's variations that you can do. You make your own burger, so nobody's going to have the same one. I like to add, you know, mushrooms and grilled onions and barbecue sauce. But I just think that the ingredients and everything is so good. It's so delicious. That's my number two. And my number one is going to cause a bit of a ruckus because I've gone on the record and say that this place is overrated. I just want to say, I want to make something very clear. The burger is fucking great. The fries are beyond overrated. And the wait times at this establishment are through the fucking roof. So number one, I'm going to go the double from In-N-Out. The burger in and of itself for the price that you pay is, I think, as good a burger you can get for fast food. I will say that. So before everybody comes from my head, because I have said they're overrated, their fries are trash. And secondly, the wait times and trying to get in there to order is just, it's too much. I get anxiety going in there. So, but I had it the other day. I was in Palm Springs, Bob. It was so nice. There was no lineup. The drive-thru was through the roof. I went into the restaurant. There was maybe like one or two people ahead of me, and it was an uplifting experience because I didn't have to go through the rigmarole that we have to go through to get a burger here in Los Angeles. Bernard, I'm telling you, you might as well. It's like buckling up for a 2-hour movie trying to get a fucking.
I waited in line for it when I went to California.
It's outrageous.
We left for our honeymoon, but it was worth it. I thought the burger
it's
was
good, great. But again, that's what I'm saying. But to me, if I'm just looking at it from like just a clean slate, just looking just at the burger itself, the double from In-N-Out, what you're getting for the value is to me the best burger.
I think the air, like you said, you were in Palm Springs one. I think because the Arizona ones don't have as big of a line. I don't know what it is. I feel like
it's this LA one is everybody who comes to LA for whatever the fucking reason it is. The only one I've seen that's as busy or not more, which is outrageous as well, is the Vegas location is fucking ridiculous.
Oh shit. Wait, no. Palm Springs is in California.
Oh, geez, Bob, that's a bad look. Yes, Palm Springs is an hour and a half away, Bob.
Okay, all right. Well, moving on. Okay, I was hoping that you would put, I know your beef, no pun intended, with In-N-Out, Joe, and I was hoping that you would put In-N-Out in there. Because
yeah, listen, I can take my chops when I need to.
That's the right move. Number five, I got the double Quarter Pounder from McDonald's. You could put... for the graphic, if you want to put
I've never done pounder. The double.
Well, yeah, I mean, the doubles great. It's the same thing, just with another patty. So for the graphic, we could do the same. But I do got the double quarter pounder McDonald's at 5. Number 4, I got Five Guys. I do think Five Guys is a really good hamburger. I just wish the bun would be able to hold up to the meat.
Do you do the cheeseburger or do you do?
I do the cheese. Yeah, I do. Anytime you could take the cheese, you do the cheese. But the bun, it's such a great hamburger, but the bun does not hold up well. Now, we weren't talking price. The price has another story for another day with Five Guys. But I got Five Guys cheeseburger at 4. Number 3, I got Shake Shack. I got the Shake Shack burger.
Very good.
Now, Bear Down, was that you that had an issue in regards to that it's not big enough, the Shake Shack burger? Was that you that said that?
No.
I thought somebody said that.
What is it? A potato bun that they use is really fucking good.
Yeah, it is. I thought Bear Down said that it's not a big enough burger, because at the Shake Shack sometimes I am still hungry to where I get that, but I still got Shake Shack.
Now, the fries, the crinkle cut cheese fries at Shake Shack are elite.
Very good. Totally agree with that. It's just never enough for me. It's never enough. 2, I got the In-N-Out burger. Double from In-N-Out. Just a very, very good hamburger. 1, Joseph, I don't think there's any such thing as too much bacon. Give me that Baconator at 1. Give me the Wendy's Baconator at 1. Very, very interesting graphic. Very interesting response that we're about to see. 3 good lists. I think it's 3 pretty solid lists. Bear Down, I can't tell you the last time I've seen a White Castle, though.
They're good, though. Those sliders. Bear Down, I got to say, for saying how bad your list was going to be, it really is not that bad. Your chips list was one of the worst things I've ever heard. This was not bad at all. I got to say, I tip my cap to you.
I think you really saw a big response from the general public on the backing of the Tostitos the veggie chips.
Those were the worst.
No, the Tostitos scoops. The Tostitos scoops. Yeah, I tell you what, the love for Tostitos scoops rolls in on a weekly basis. People are still tagging me.
You gotta have them with salsa or with guacamole or something like
other night, just dry out of the bag.
Oh, that's not the way to do it.
With us combined, there's over 500,000 followers. So when you make a terrible take, of course you're gonna have 1 to 2 people tell you that Tostitos.
But you see, Pretzel Master, it wasn't 1 or 2. How many do you think? And it's on a weekly basis.
Bear Down will see the YouTube comments, and within 5 minutes, you'll be like, I'm winning by a
friend.
I don't say that. That's another pretzeling.
It turns into the general public. Yeah, we did that.
This is one of the sickest things I have ever listened to. Joe, you are the pot calling the kettle black. I'm not saying that. Then what are you saying?
That you will go on. I look at the comments on the Instagram page. You will go on. You will go on YouTube.
I check YouTube because that's our numbers for the pod, not Instagram. I want to see how many comments the pod has. And by the way, more people should be watching this pod. Quite frankly, it is the greatest podcast in North America right now, by my estimation.
You won't get my – I won't disagree with that for a second. Okay, I got nothing but love.
And now that's the reason, though, Joe. I look at the YouTube because I want to see what's happening.
I look at the YouTube, too. But what I'm saying, Bear Down, is the YouTube will be posted and there'll be like 20 comments. Yeah. And there'll be like 3 comments saying Bear Down for the win. And you will use those 3 to 5
the general public
for the general public and the voice of the voices.
Voice of the voices. Yeah.
When's the last time I sent a screenshot of somebody and I was like, I'm winning the top 5.
A screenshot. You'll send a message. Hey, have you gentlemen seen the YouTube comments? I'm getting a lot of love from the voiceless. This is
for sure.
Now it's just, I'm getting a lot of love. Before it was, I'm winning. Now I just said I'm getting a lot of love. I won't say anything this time. I'll just say, guys, I looked at the YouTube. Have a nice day.
You know what I will say? This whole episode, I have such a big forehead.
I like the no hat from you, the no hat play from you.
I know,
Bob.
But I don't even think it's
not used to it. I
don't think it's because I don't like my hairline. I just think I have a big forehead. Like, by the way,
you know, I have a forehead too.
Peyton Manning's forehead.
Joe, put your hat back down, Joe.
You're
not even in this conversation.
Bro, I'm not entertaining.
Okay, you're talking about fucking. Here, Bob, you feel better? Bob. You feel a lot better about yourself now, okay?
Right? Bro,
things I do for my friend.
cuts his hair, man, can take this, him this to so fucking really many horrible. Places, bro. That,
I think you overrate my hair.
Joe, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Just take off the hat. Just take off the hat.
My hair's going to be a mess.
Just take off the hat.
It's going to be a mess.
I think, Bernard, I think, by the way,
he revels at it. It's
I think
ridiculous.
He loves his. Oh my God.
It's a mess, Bob. It's a fucking mess.
Did you see it flop, bro? Did you see it flop out there? That was incredible.
That is crazy.
Things it's a disastrous mess right now.
And the last thing I want to say before we end here, Peyton Manning's forehead might not be that big. It could just be his hairline is back. I think so much more has to do on the hair.
He's got a big ass. He's got a long face.
Well, when the hairline is back, it does accentuate the forehead.
Yeah.
It's a great hoodie, though, Bob. You got on.
Yeah, that's a very nice hoodie, Bob.
Promo code CUZ15. That's CUZ15, ladies and gentlemen.
What an episode.
That, I have that in a polo, the polo version.
Well, you need to come up for the hoodie.
Dom has the little, I got him the little guy because they made that in the little guy polo. So we got the
talk
matching
about good
space
hair,
polo.
By the way, the picture of Dom from the baptism.
Oh, Dom's got hair.
That
bro.
Is
Dom's got hair.
Incredible
thank
a photo.
God.
You can live vicariously through Dom's hair.
By the way, I do. I spend so many minutes combing his hair every night, Joe. I get the biggest kick out of it.
And he's got those big curls.
Yeah, by the way, too, there
curls
is,
for the girls, Joe.
Yeah,
it's like dogs. There's good-looking dogs, and there's not so good-looking dogs. There's good-looking kids. They're not so good-looking kids. Dom is a good-looking kid.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good-looking.
He's gonna be a problem with the ladies. I tell you that
for
much.
For sure.
I think it's more of a solution than a
by the way, hey Bob, have you heard the comparisons I've been hearing a lot lately? And I got to bring it up. It's hysterical to bear down looking like Johnny Sins. Have
who's
you
Johnny?
This?
Who's Johnny Sins?
The porn star?
Who's Johnny Sins?
I've been hearing it
Johnny
a lot.
Johnny Sins has been bald.
Well,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Who's Johnny? How do you spell it?
Johnny. Well, don't look him up. Just go images. You be careful what images
yeah,
are going to pop up.
Be careful.
Be very careful because there could be
That thing could take your eye out.
Johnny Sins. Look at him right now, Bob. A lot of people have been saying the Johnny Sins lookalike.
You know,
this guy, by the way, that is a good compliment. This guy pipes more than anyone.
Joe,
he's a porn star, man.
And I'm a married man, Joe.
I'm just saying it's a compliment to you that you look like one of the most prominent porn stars in the industry.
Like, don't get me wrong. I do see it when I went over to it. I wanted it to be so spot on in the worst way. I don't think it's crazy now, but I do see it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I don't.
Okay. Anyway,
the blue eyes too.
I mean, what an episode, boys.
We just put out heaters every week. At this point, it's not even a question.
And I do want to thank the followers. In all seriousness, this podcast is growing and it's growing fast. I used to say that all the time, but I was lying. I am not.
Not a good luck, Bob.
Yeah, I was lying. By the way, when I first started the podcast, a lot of people remember, Joe, you remember when I did the Windex sponsor and I did whip it, wipe it, clean
yeah,
it,
that was very funny.
Windex was never a sponsor. I did that to show other sponsors that we had sponsors. So Windex was getting that promotion when Windex was never a sponsor. You do what you got to do. But the podcast, seriously, I mean it, is really, really growing. So thank you guys. Please keep sharing it around. Jet needs to get his bag and he needs to go to Wickenburg, Arizona.
Yeah.
I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. Until next time, that's the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.